From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The housing crisis is so bad in some parts of the country that homes are selling for less than $1,000. Less than $1,000. You couldn't really move into these homes, though. They're just empty shells stripped of their copper pipes and appliances. And with copper prices soaring, some houses are worth less than the metal stolen from them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, I don't really quite get this. How can a house be worth less than its pipes?
Well, Madeline, as you know, housing prices in some very depressed real estate markets have tanked. And if you'll pardon a terrible, terrible pun, copper prices are going through the roof. One trader in New Jersey says the price of copper has gone from around 70 cents a pound 3 years ago to about $3.50 a pound now. Unemployment is up. People are desperate. They're breaking into foreclosed homes. They're punching through walls and floors, and they're grabbing copper pipes and wiring.
And where is this happening?
All over the country, but it's especially bad in the Rust Belt states. If you go to a site like Realtor.com, you can find very cheap houses in those states. There's one listing for $3,000 in Cleveland. I called the realtor listing that house, Sarver Realty, and spoke with realtor Paul McNulty. Now, he says it's really hard to sell stripped-down houses. They may be dirt cheap, but banks won't give out a loan for a house that doesn't have plumbing. And McNulty says some people actually spend $3,000 to $4,000 out of their own pocket before they apply for the loan to install the plumbing themselves in a house they want to buy.
If you want to close the deal, you go in there and you do as much as you can to make it visibly look appropriate and hope the appraiser doesn't turn the water on or, you know.
And if they don't get the loan, they lose that money they spent on the plumbing.
So the copper and the other metal stripped out of these houses, they're sold to scrap metal dealers, I guess. Do those dealers ever ask where these metals are coming from?
No, they don't. Not usually. Some states have actually drafted legislation to tighten up the regulation of scrap metal dealers and increase penalties, but those laws aren't on the books yet. I talked to another realtor today, Mark Charney of Charney Real Estate in Boston, and he says it's still very easy to sell copper and other metals stripped out of foreclosed homes.
It's not like they have to stand on a corner and say, anybody want to buy my scrap copper? It's go down to the scrap metal place. Here's the metal. Give me the cash. See you later. No questions asked.
So, Nancy, is anyone doing anything, like are the realtors or the banks who are trying to sell these homes, are they doing anything to keep these houses from being stripped?
Well, Madeline, Paul McNulty, remember, he's that Cleveland realtor I talked to. He says he knows of somebody who rents out security dogs, Rottweilers, to guard foreclosed property, and that's about all they're doing at this point.
Wow. Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer with Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.